Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
On this Monday, Retro Report takes us back to the 1990s in its first report of the season. It was a case of race and class, the changing values of parenting, a questionable medical diagnosis. Retro Report takes up the case of 18-year-old Louise Woodward, a British nanny accused of causing the death of baby Matthew Eapen back in 1997. While Woodward was on trial for killing little Matthew by shaking him, the well-educated South Asian parents living in the Boston area were also, in a sense, on trial.
I wouldn't put my children in the hands of an au pair, and I do question the decision of the doctors Eapen.
One of the many, many radio talk show hosts talking about the Woodward trial back in 1997. But ultimately, it was this medical diagnosis of shaken baby syndrome, so critical to the eventual conviction of Woodward, that has come under the most scrutiny and questioning in the years since the trial. Joining us is Retro Report producer Miriam Weintraub. Welcome, Miriam.
Hi, John.
How has shaken baby syndrome sort of come to be unquestioned as a medical condition, and now all of a sudden, not so much?
You know, a lot has changed in the last probably 10 to 15 years. It's changed since the Louise Woodward trial, actually. And a lot of it is because science has changed. The imaging, brain imaging is better. And then there are people like Dr. Patrick Barnes, who you'll hear from in our piece, who've started to look at the literature outside of the box that they were used to, the child abuse literature, and they started to question it and started to see that there might be other conditions that can cause the same symptoms that were always thought to be shaken baby syndrome.
Here's Dr. Barnes from your Retro Report story talking about the experience of being at the trial.
On cross-examination by Mr. Sheck, he asked me, Dr. Barnes, were you there? And I wasn't there. How did I know that this was what really happened? I was making the determination of child abuse just on the pictures, the images, without knowing anything else about the case.
Barnes has really had a change of heart since the 90s.
The Louise Woodward case sparked some questions in him, and it sparked it for a few reasons. One is that question that Barry Sheck kept asking him, were you there? Were you there? And for the first time in probably 20 years of practice, he started to think, I wasn't there. How do I know? But a second thing is that Dr. Barnes was the prosecution's science expert. So every night after the trial, he would watch the defense testimony. He would watch the whole trial. And he got to see some of these defense experts tell him things and question things he'd never known were even that anyone was questioning. And that started his conversion, basically.
The real shocker in your Retro Report, though, is that at least 200 cases about shaken baby syndrome have fallen apart since 2001, and juries bought this theory of shaken baby syndrome until, scientifically, it began to unravel.
The truth is, this issue is still very much in question, and there are plenty of people who question it in some cases, and there are plenty of people who believe it. And so it's not cut and dry. There are still plenty of people who say, especially child abuse experts, who say, we know what happens. We know the difference between accidental injury and intentional injury, and they stand behind it. And it doesn't fall apart in every case. And in fact, if you ask a Pat Barnes, he's not going to tell you there's no such thing as child abuse, and he's not going to tell you there's no such thing as shaken baby syndrome. What he's going to say is that every case that looks like shaken baby syndrome may not be shaken baby syndrome.
To explore this more fully and to see a video of Retro Report's findings, you can visit thetakeaway.org. We've been talking with Retro Report producer Miriam Weintraub. Thanks so much, Miriam.
Thank you.